boys and girls, the senior pupils of Tower National School in West Cork presents The Accidental Spy.
Why don't you answer me when I call you?
I had my headphones on. I didn't hear you.
Oh, for God's sake. Here I am trying to cook breakfast and get your lunch ready for school. And there you are with that stupid iPod thing. Will you put 2 slices of bread in the toaster, quick?
Sure, no problem. All you had to do was ask, Mom.
I am asking. Now hurry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm off. See you later.
See you later. Don't work too hard.
No danger of that.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Andy.
Oh, for God's sake, who could that be at this hour of the morning?
It's probably Nana.
Can you answer? Tell her I'll call her back later. I'm too busy now.
Oh,
just do it.
Hello? Hi, Nana. How are you?
I'm fine. Nah, just school, nothing exciting.
She's kind of busy right now. She can call you back. She's cooking breakfast and she can't really talk now. Hang on. She says she needs to talk to you for a few seconds.
What about?
About some handbags she wants to buy.
What?
She says it's urgent.
A handbag, urgent. For God's sake, give me that phone. Here, keep it in those sausages. Don't turn the gas up too high.
Here she is now, Nana. Okay, bye.
Hi, how are you? What's up? You're buying another handbag. You want to know the colour of the handbag I took to the wedding? I can't remember. I'll have to run upstairs to see. Hang on. Andy, I smell toast burning. Do you really need another handbag?
Oh, no. I hate that. Oops, the sausages. Whoa, Mom, the whole frying pan is on fire. What do I do?
I'm on the phone.
Damn. Oh, no.
God, I can't turn my back for 1 minute.
I'm sorry.
My curtains.
Mom, we need to get out, quick.
My house, my lovely, lovely house.
Come on, Mom. Oh, no,
my lovely house.
Are hoping that this will become an annual event. And some late news in. A 10-year-old boy and his mother had a lucky escape after their house caught fire. We understand that the fire began in the kitchen and it was followed by a huge explosion which totally demolished the house. The mother and son are being treated in hospital for shock and minor injuries after they managed to escape just on time. The father of the family had left to go to work just a few minutes previously. And now the weather. It'll be dry at first, but will get cloudier.
Where are they? Are they all right?
They're just down here. We decided to put them into the same ward for observation. I have to say, they're very lucky. Just a few scratches and cuts from flying glass.
God almighty!
They're both suffering from shock. Your wife will have to stay in hospital for a few more days, but your son can go home tomorrow. Here we are. Hello, you have a visitor.
Dad!
Thank God.
My lovely house burned to the ground.
Burned to the ground? It was blown to smithereens, Mum.
What the hell happened?
Oh, not now.
I'm sorry, Dad. It was my fault.
Not at all. I'm sure it was just an accident. As long as you're both okay, we'll figure out the rest.
How are we going to pay for a new house, Dad?
There's no need to worry about that. The insurance is going to pay for all of it.
My lovely house.
We can rebuild our home better than it ever was. New curtains and sofas and all. That's what insurance is for. In a few months, we'll have forgotten all this.
Can I get a bunk bed with a desk underneath it?
Of course you can.
And a PlayStation?
Don't push it, Andy.
Yes, you can.
Yay!
Andy, I've arranged for you to stay with your cousin Archie in England until myself and Mum have sorted this mess out.
Archie, England? But I haven't seen him since we were, like, 3 years old. And why can't I stay here?
Archie's dad, Uncle Charlie, saw the news and offered to help. Look on it as a holiday. When you come back, they'll have already started work on rebuilding the house.
Here they are. You've only got a few minutes, and I must insist that you don't ask them any questions that might upset them. They are still recovering, you know.
Of course. I told you people I'm not giving any newspaper interviews.
I'll tell you about it.
Andy?
Actually, I'm not from the newspaper. My name is Brian O'Brien, and I'm from the Comprehensive and Prudential Insurance Company.
The what?
You're here to bring us a cheque? Wow, that was quick.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that simple.
What's wrong?
We don't mind waiting a few days.
Actually, on inspection of your file, we have noticed one small problem. Well, one big problem.
Problem?
It appears that you were due to pay your house insurance fee 2 weeks ago, and as yet we haven't received any payment from you.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you're not insured.
What? How the hell?
Perhaps one of you forgot to send a cheque in to us.
Uh-oh.
What? You idiot, I told you to do it.
What? When?
I reminded you and you said yeah.
Did I?
She did, Dad, when you were watching Chelsea versus Barcelona.
What did you tell me during the Champions League? How am I supposed to remember anything you tell me when I'm watching soccer?
You stupid!
Ow! Ow!
Mom, Dad!
How could you be such an idiot?
Sorry.
What's going on?
Well, I'm afraid I'm very busy, so I have to go now. Have a good day.
Have a good day, yeah, right.
Look, I'm sorry. I'll get this sorted out.
Shut up.
Look, this is too much upset for her. You'll have to leave.
You better call Uncle Charlie and tell him I'm coming over, Dad.
Don't worry, it'll all work out.
Out!
My lovely house.
Flight EI451 from Cork, Ireland has now arrived. Passengers will be in the arrivals hall in the next few minutes.
There he is! Dad! There's Andy! Andy!
Andy!
Uncle Charlie!
Hi Andy, one flight ES. I brought a spare one so we can play it together in the car.
Now Archie, let the lad catch his breath. He's only just arrived.
No, that's okay.
How was your flight?
It was awesome!
Was this your first time on an airplane?
So?
Are you serious? Oh, we're gonna have some serious fun.
Leave the boys settle in, Archie. Let's go to the car. This way.
Oh yeah, my dad said we'd have to walk for ages to get to the car park here. What the? Is this a Ferrari?
See? I told you we'd have fun.
Jump in, boys, and put your seatbelts on.
Whoa, this is savage!
No, Andy. Fifth gear is savage.
Whoa!
Exactly, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Oh, this must be Andy. How are you? And how was your journey?
Fine, thanks.
This is my mum.
Just call me Auntie Mabel.
Okay, Auntie Mabel.
I'll take your bags.
Whoa, where did you come from?
Oh, this is our maid, Bridget.
She used to be my nanny when I was younger. I called her Ninja Nanny. She's like a ninja, isn't she?
There'll be no messing while I'm here. Your bags will be in your room, Master Andy.
What? Where did she disappear to?
See? I told you she was a ninja.
Dinner will be in a while. Are you hungry, Andy?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Come on. Hide and seek. You're on.
And you're not allowed to go in the basement.
Basement? You have a basement?
Come on. Count to 50.
50? What about counting to 10?
Come on, Andy. Look at the size of this place.
Fair enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 48, 49, 50. Ready or not, here I come. God, this place is big. Hello?
Your bags are in your room.
What? Where did you come from?
Your room is over there at the end of the hall.
All the way down there.
Come on.
I'm actually in the middle of a game of hide and seek with Archie.
No hiding in the basement.
Why? What's in the basement?
Nothing for your eyes, anyway.
Wow, I get all this to myself? This is ginormous! Is this a walk-in wardrobe?
No messing. Now, be on time for dinner.
Where did she go?
Ah! You should have seen your face.
I didn't expect to find you there.
It was funny though. If I'm getting caught, I like to get caught in style.
I don't think I'd ever get used to living in a house this big. I'll be lucky if I even get to live in a house again.
Is it true? You blew your house up?
Well, kinda.
That's so cool. I love to blow stuff up.
Believe me, it's overrated.
Let's slide down the banister. Come on. Whee! Come on, try it.
Won't your crazy ninja maid get mad at us?
She would if she was here, but she's not. Go for it.
Okay, here goes. Whee!
Uh-oh.
Oh no, did I break in the door?
Yeah, you whacked it.
Not again, I'm sorry. I'm so accident prone. Where does that door lead to anyway?
The basement. It's always locked.
What's in the basement?
I don't know. It's the only room in the house I'm not allowed into.
Really? I wonder what's so important that they won't let you see it.
Well, now's our chance to find out. Come on.
Archie, I don't want to get in any more trouble.
Just close the door and nobody will know we're gone.
This is creepy.
There's another door. There must be a light switch here somewhere.
How many sports cars did your dad have?
I've never seen this one. Hey, it's open. Come on, get in.
I don't know, Archie.
Come on.
This is so amazing. What are all the switches for?
I've never seen anything like this. Why didn't Dad ever say he had this?
What does he do exactly?
I don't know. He doesn't really say. He gets staying in a lot of hotels.
Agent 911, please respond.
Who the hell is that?
And who is Agent 911?
Come on, Charlie. We've got a mission for you immediately. Please respond.
Your dad's a spy?
What the hell?
Agent 911, please respond.
We better get out of here before your dad comes.
This is Agent 911 responding.
Different, Charlie. Is something the matter?
I've just got a bit of a cold, actually.
What are you doing?
Shh.
Are you nuts?
Shh.
What's going on, Charlie? Is somebody there with you?
It's just the cat. He managed to get into the car. Out you go, kitty.
Meow.
Charlie, the crown jewels have been stolen.
Really?
Police have tracked the culprits down to a barn, not far from your home. The directions should now appear on your sat-nav. Buckingham Palace want this kept hush, hush. So we need you to get over there before the TV and newspapers get hold of this. Recover the jewels and neutralize the criminals by all means necessary.
Neutralize all means necessary?
Do I have to go through this every time, Charlie? Press the blue button marked weapons.
Of course.
Whoa!
Machine guns? Grenades?
Oh, come on, Charlie. It's not like you've never seen it before.
What do we do?
So, Charlie, what are you waiting for?
I might not be able to drive very fast, with the cold and all that. Eyes watering and so on.
Just press the auto-drive button, Charlie. Honestly, Agent 911, I sometimes wonder why we spent £2 million on that car for you. Get on with it, Charlie. Goodbye.
What the hell are we gonna do? Guns! Neutralizing criminals?
Exciting, isn't it?
No, it's terrifying. Your mom will be expecting us for dinner. Let's get out of here.
No way. Now, where's that auto drive button?
Are you serious?
Here it is.
This is not a good idea, Archie.
There, no one can see us now.
What if the police stop us? What do we tell them?
They'll never catch us with this hyperspeed.
Whoa! How did I get myself into this?
Hey, slowing down.
We're here. Look, the barn.
Seems quiet. Let's go over and have a look.
Archie? Archie, what are you doing?
Just having a peep in through the keyhole. This is fun, you have to admit.
What can you see?
Shh! Hey, I see them.
Make sure to wrap them up properly.
I love the red ones. What are they called again?
Rubies.
I like the green ones. What are they called then?
Dunno.
Do you think that we'll get a lot of money for them? Like, 1,000?
What? Insane! The crown jewels. £1,000. Don't make me laugh. We should get at least 5,000.
Really?
Let me see.
Hey, no need to push.
Hey! Please don't kill us.
This is all a mistake. We didn't see anything.
Too late for that now, boys.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
Nobody messes with my boys.
It's Nanny Ninja.
Whoa!
Okay, we give up.
Just don't shoot us.
How did she do that?
Told you, she's a ninja.
I told you, no messing. Dinner is ready. Get in the car, now.
Wait, we must get the crown jewels before the police get here. That was the mission. Got them!
I'm driving this time.
Well, Agent 911, it seems we've had a breach of security.
I'm sorry, Q. It's my nephew, you see.
I know who he is, Charlie. I know exactly what happened.
I'm sorry, it was all a big accident.
It was all my fault.
Well, the fact remains that you did recover the crown jewels. And Her Majesty is appreciative of the fact that this was kept hush hush. So here's what we're willing to do, Master Andy. A special award for services of to the Crown from Her Majesty. And I believe that you were in need of a new house.
Really? You do that for me?
Yes, but all of this must remain a secret. Here's the contract. Deal?
Deal.
Andy's going to be on in a minute.
Okay, I was just checking the dinner on my state-of-the-art six-ring cooker.
Well, sit down here in front of our new 56-inch high-definition smart TV and watch your son in Buckingham Palace.
There he is.
What a lovely occasion this is. All of these people have given years of service to Britain and now getting their knighthoods. And here is Her Majesty's youngest guest today, a person we in this country can be so proud of, 10-year-old Andy from Ireland.
It seems he heroically rescued his uncle's cat from a tree. I know it sounds unusual, but I'm sure he wouldn't be here if he didn't really deserve it.
You see, I told you it would all work out.
Yes, my lovely, lovely house. Thanks, Andy.
The accidental spy was taught up by the 5th and 6th class pupils of Tower National School in West Cork. This radio play was written, directed and produced by Victor Hayes in collaboration with the West Cork Education Centre. This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland through the television licence fee. Thank you.